Thank you. Hi, George. Hi, Scott. You know,
Hi.
Great name, by the way.
Pardon?
You have a great name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I think you do, too. Mutual fan club.
Well, listen, you know, my cousin on my mom's side of the family suffered terribly from the same affliction that cows get, like mad cow disease. And our family to this day feel his death was the cause of human negligence in the cattle industry. Yeah. And I'm very, very leery about the foods that we are offered. And please, if I can, plead to your audience, George, just to be hyper-vigilant with the choices that are offered at our stores and supermarkets.
Yep. Take some time, read those labels, and be careful.
Absolutely. And Scott, you know, your expression of climbing a mountain of sand, man, I just I wish you more and more strength for what you do, man. You're a hero to me. And know that there's a legion exponentially growing, unheard about audience that just believe in you. And just thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I appreciate it, because, you know, a lot of times at these Codex meetings particularly, I'm not looked upon very favorably. But, you know, I don't go to the meetings to win the popularity contest. I go there to make a difference. And believe it or not, we actually have. Our organization alone has made a difference in a lot of the standards that were there. And it took 9 years before we had, after the first flush of victory and the very first meeting I attended, it took 9 years to have another victory. And then every year after that, we had one significant victory after another for a number of years. Now we're back to a lull. So I appreciate your encouragement, because, you know, you don't get many friendly faces at these meetings, but I think we've at least earned their respect. And a lot of times the chair people are afraid to call upon me or whomever our delegate is at a meeting. Usually it's me, because of our reputation for being outspoken and taking a contrary line to the party line at these meetings. But I really appreciate it. You're in Costa Mesa or La Mesa?
Costa Mesa.
Oh, Costa Mesa, right. Yeah, you're in a great area there. You've got gorgeous views, I'm sure. And you do have to watch what you eat. You're absolutely right. In fact, when I travel back and forth between Europe and here, and it used to be I felt so comfortable here eating the food, but now I feel like I'm taking my life in my hands every time I eat something here, at least if it's not truly organic and are the product of, you know, restorative or sustainable agriculture.
How concerned are you about the depletion of nutrients in the soil?
I'm super concerned. You know, there's an interesting book, George, called by a guy named David Montgomery. It's called Dirt. And he has a very simple hypothesis that he's kind of proven in my eyes. And that is that as soil erosion takes place in a civilization, the civilization declines. And he's pointed out in the past, you know, ancient Roman, you know, Egyptian and other Sumerian and other civilizations, and as they overworked their soils and it declined, then the country declined, and it, you know, faded into obscurity, at least somewhat, and other nation states took over that had richer soils and didn't have the soil erosion and the like. And it's an interesting thing. Yeah, Montgomery's book, Dirt, I recommend. And then the solution is probably spelled out in the book by Mark Shepherd called Restoration Agriculture. And it talks about no-tilling soil and the like. But this is a huge problem throughout the world. And we're suffering from it. All of us are, because the apple that we eat today, unless maybe it's organic, is not the same nutrient-dense apple that our grandparents ate.
Well, that's true. Scott, we're going to come back and take final calls. With his website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And he's got a book that came out about 17 years ago called Codex Alimentarius, Global Food Imperialism Have things changed much, Scott, since you wrote that book 17 years ago?
Well, it's funny. I keep meaning to come out with volume two and take it up to the present, and I never seem to get around to it. But the articles that could be collected have been written. If they people are interested, they can go to our website. Yes, things have changed a bit. Not the process, but the standards.
Better or worse?
Well, in most cases worse, but not in all cases. We were able to have a positive impact on a number of things. They were trying to lower vitamin C levels to 45 milligrams a day as the standard, and we got it bumped up. We wanted it up to 500 milligrams a day because we thought that would be achievable at least, and we got it up to 100 milligrams a day instead of 45. Same thing with some of the other nutrients, the B vitamins and the like. We bumped those up. So we've had some good positive victories since then. Happened actually a couple of years after that book came out. And we had a victory with aluminum and melamine contamination of foods. Really almost a complete victory in aluminum's case. And same with melamine. I won't go into that. We don't have time. But yeah, basically, we've had some victories, we've had some defeats. So I'll come out with volume two, and it'll be an ebook with some printed copies.
Let us know when it's ready, okay?
Yeah, I will. And can I say also, if that's Scott Person from Costa Mesa is still listening, please contact me through the NHF website. Because I'll be down in that area sometime next week. It'd be nice to meet up.
Okay, good for you. Let's go to Mark in Louisiana, first-time caller. Mark, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
George, I'm going to talk to you just in a second, Scott. We're going to get down to business. I'm a natural healer and a nutritionist, self-taught.
Perfect.
George, I'm from Detroit, and I'm sure you're familiar with this area, Rouge Park.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Bruce Park Schools.
Yep.
Okay, went to St. Suzanne Grade School and Bishop Borges High School. Moved down here to where my mother grew up, and that's where I'm at now. Now, Scott, the lady that called about that vinegar, she needs to get right and stay away from the gummies. You buy a bottle of that vinegar, and you take a tablespoon and 8 ounces of distilled water, and you drink it slowly within about 30 minutes, and it kills all the bacteria. I can go on and on about that vinegar, but I'm going to stop there. I got it in my kitchen here. I have everything in my kitchen to cure any disease out there. I don't care what it is. Now, we'll get back with the Roundup. When I first started farming here 35 years ago, there was no Roundup. All of a sudden, they got this Roundup. We started spraying over the top of the crops and everything. Well, Roundup destroys the value of the soil. That's one thing it does. It makes it to where the plants can't take up the nutrients. I'm like you. I'm all organic. I'm a vegan. I haven't been this way all my life. But now 99% of the people in the United States have the Roundup gene in their blood. And the reason why it's there is because everything in the store has got the Roundup gene in it. If it doesn't say non-GMO, I just buy staying away from it. Now, the vitamin C you were just talking about, there is no real vitamin C in the United States. It's absorbic acid that's coming from China, and it's toxic. It'll destroy your immune system eventually. Do you know Dr. Richard Schultz in Marina Del Rey, California?
Yes, I bought some of his products at times.
He has the best vitamin C. You won't get anything that's any good besides what he's got. There is nobody in the world like him. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Organic. I'm totally organic. The only thing I don't eat organic is the avocado. It comes from Mexico. You can't hardly harm that thing. It's got a shell around it. But any food, I don't care if it's organic or not, you still need to wash it.
Absolutely. And a lot of people wash it in Kangen water or other kinds of structured water to get rid of the pollutants as much as possible, as well as using some sort of liquid bath.
How much of all this, Scott, is common sense?
I think a lot of it is just common sense. But is it Mark from Louisiana?
Mark.
What Mark's saying is a lot of common sense. Let me just say, in Jennifer's defense, I don't think she was saying let's eat gummy bears. She was actually condemning them and probably agreeing with you, Mark, on the vinegar issue. It sounded like she takes vinegar herself and doesn't condone these gummy bears at all. But
well, the Braggs were right about vinegar, weren't they?
Yeah, they are. It was really Paul Bragg, and then Patricia, after he died, then Patricia Bragg got more involved into the thing and inherited an empire, basically.
She just passed.
In any event, yes. Mark, what part of Louisiana are you in? Are you near the Delta part region?
I'm in northeast Louisiana, just below I-20, close in a little town called Crowville. I've been trying to locate Cornelius to help him with his health problems, but I can't. I'm not on the internet. I'm totally old school. I got a flip phone. I don't fool with computers.
You're gonna outlive the rest of us by far. So, the reason I was curious is because there's so many cancer cases in New Orleans and any city that's on the Delta region.
Inordinate amount of numbers, Scott.
Pardon?
A high number of cancer patients.
Yeah, they seem to get all the toxins that, you know, upstream river in the Mississippi have accumulated and washed down to the Gulf of Mexico. So then they eat, you know, crawfish and crabs and shrimp and stuff that are there and have been, you know, just bathed for too long a period of time in these toxins and toxic metals and the like. And, you know, people die of it. My stepfather is from, you know, Kenner, and I think he was also, he had an office in Thibodaux, and he died of a brain tumor many years ago, a long time ago, but he loved to eat food in New Orleans, and I think that was unfortunately part of the problem.
Let's go to Roberta in Tucson, Arizona now. Roberta, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi. Years ago, organic food and supplements were always pure. Today, it'll say 100% organic in big print,